USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tributes are being held across the country on this Memorial Day. Vice President Mike Pence addressed a crowd at Arlington National Cemetery and laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. A ceremony was held in New York City next to the USS Intrepid, where Vice Chief of Naval Operations Admiral Bill Moran addressed the audience.
Countless generations, heroes that served as guardians of our freedom and our way of life. We are the beneficiary of their sacrifices.
Residents in the small town of El Reno, Oklahoma, are continuing to assess the damage from an EF3 tornado. Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt says President Trump has been in touch with him.
He was harsh with us. He said, whatever you need in Oklahoma, we're here. Tell the Oklahomans that the federal government's here to help them. And he just kept saying he's devastated.
President Trump is returning home from his trip to Japan on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Summer is just about here, and you know you're trying to get in shape. There's nothing more key to getting in shape and recovering from your workouts than getting deep restorative sleep. And the best way to get it is with MyPillow. Now, the offer we have right now is one of the best you've ever seen. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for just $69.98, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and better than you'll find in almost any store. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special to get two MyPillow premium pillows for $34.95 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 8175 to get this great offer, a great night's sleep just in time for summer with MyPillow.
Why one state's legislator is trying to do away with marriage licenses. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the answer.
Alabama state lawmakers have approved a plan to get around some judges who've been refusing to sign marriage licenses because of their objections to same-sex marriage. The legislature approving a bill to end all marriage licenses, replacing them with marriage certificates, which would not need a judge's signature. About a half dozen of the state's probate judges have been staging a protest, refusing to sign any marriage licenses because they don't want to be seen as endorsing same-sex marriage. This bill now goes to the Governor Kay Ivey's desk. It's unclear whether she's signing it. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And as you wrap up your Memorial Day weekend, you should have a few extra bucks in your pocketbook if you traveled somewhere. AAA is reporting that gas prices were down about 10 cents from last year and about 2 cents from April. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Recapping one of our top stories, Vice President Mike Pence addressed a crowd at Arlington National Cemetery on Memorial Day. The Vice President shares a story of a service member who paid the ultimate price for our freedom.
Paul Kelly was actually the son of a Vietnam fighter pilot. He was commissioned in 1982 as an officer through the University of Dayton's ROTC program, served in leadership positions with the Army National Guard. Colonel Paul Kelly was a man who built up all those who served around him. He was known as a dedicated husband to his wife, Maria, and a proud father of his two sons, John and Paul David Kelly. He was a helicopter pilot, but he was a man in the stick on 20 January 2007 when he was lost in Iraq.
One former CBS anchor is speaking out against his former bosses. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Former CBS Evening News anchor Scott Pelley isn't holding back about what he says cost him his job.
We've been through a dark period of the last several years of incompetent management and sort of a hostile work environment within the news division. I lost my job at the Evening News because I wouldn't stop complaining to management about the hostile work environment.
He was interviewed on CNN. Pelley is currently a correspondent for 60 Minutes. He says management changes have made all the difference.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.